wasn't planning going to say anything tonight. But I want to obey the Lord. That's very important, isn't it?
Yes.
Obey the Lord. You know, have you ever done something and you really didn't know why you was doing it? Back in May, I like to tell on a couple people. Those of you that don't know who I am, I'm Brother Larry Abbott from Ohio.
Yes.
Got in just a little while ago, and I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, and I now have 11 o'clock tonight. And I was glad when I heard that Sister Mary was here. But I went to Shawnee, Oklahoma back in May, and Sister Mary had just gotten in, I guess, from here Saturday night. She shook my hand Sunday morning and she said, "I have a message for you from Brother Charles Taylor." And I said, "What would that be?" She said, "Brother Charles Taylor said, come to Fresno."
Yes.
And I said, "Sister, I didn't lose anything out in California." I've been to California before, but I didn't lose anything out here. But you know, a couple of weeks ago, and even before then, the Lord began to deal with me over that. And a couple of weeks ago, I was in a meeting down in South Carolina. And it seemed like that the Word of God was going forth, the Lord began to deal with me about coming to Fresno. So we're here. We're here in the name of the Lord, and we trust that we'll be able to say something tonight that will feed your souls, will challenge your hearts.
Yes.
And will encourage you, each and every one, to press on.
Yes.
Be ready.
Yes.
I don't know how many of you know Brother Bruder from Akron, Ohio. Maybe all of you. But he says if you'll get ready and you'll stay ready, you'll always be ready.
Yes.
So let's be ready. Because we don't know what hour or what day the Lord's going to come.
Yes.
But we do know He's going to come.
Yes, that's so.
The only reason that we know that is because we believe the Word of God. I believe His Word.
Yes.
That's why we know it. Because He tells us in His Word that He's going to come.
Yes.
I don't know what all I'm going to talk about here tonight. But I'd like to turn over to Deuteronomy. If you'd like to read with us, I want to read in the fourth chapter. I want to begin speaking about the Word of God.
Yes.
And how valuable that it is to you and I because God put His value on it.
Amen.
It says right in the first verse, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you." You know, God, He never tells us to do something, or He never asks us to do something or give a commandment unless He tells us what the benefit is.
Yes.
He tells us what we're going to get out of it.
Yes.
You know, some people, I've run into people that I used to say there were streets named after them called One Way. They're kind of one way people. But He's a two way. He gives to you and I, and He wants us to give back to Him. That's the way God works with us. He said, "O Israel, hearken unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do them. God wants you and I tonight to take heed. Hearken means to take heed or listen to the Word of God that I've given you.
Yes.
He said that you might live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
Yes.
God in His love and mercy gave us His Son, Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus has come now and He's died on the cross and He's back on the throne tonight, sitting there with power, sitting there in His glory, sitting there with authority, making intercession for you and I. And Jesus accomplished something on the cross for you and I. He accomplished the plan of salvation. He accomplished victory for each and every one of us. We all have our battles and we all have our trials and tests. But dear ones, we're fighting from victory tonight. And we need to keep that in mind, that Jesus Jesus won it all there on Calvary.
Yes.
He said here, He said that ye might live. Every one of us want to live, don't we?
Yes.
It's only natural that we want to live. No one wants to die. And not only when we leave this time world, but Christ has made a way that we can live forever.
Amen.
Out there in eternity someday. I have a hope tonight. You have a hope?
Yeah.
If we know Jesus and we know Him as a personal Savior, we have a hope, don't we?
Amen.
And without Him, we have no hope. Because He is the only way. Through His death or life that was given on the cross, the blood that was shed for the forgiveness of sin, that's the only hope that we have.
Yeah.
Of being able to see Him again and being able to spend eternity with our Savior.
Yeah.
Jesus is the only hope.
That's so.
Well, He said that you might live. Well, He wants us to live. We want to live.
Yeah.
And He says, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God, your fathers, giveth you. You know, when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, He had made a promise to Abraham. He said that I'm going to raise up a people and I'm going to give them a land, a promised land. And that land's going to be flowing with milk and honey. It's going to be a sweet land. It's going to be a blessed land. Folks, that's what we ought to be enjoying tonight.
Yes.
He said here that you might live and possess the land. Folks, tonight I believe there's a lot of folks sometimes that are struggling along with their so-called salvation because they haven't went in and possessed the land that God wants them to possess.
Yes, so.
Gee, God, in His love to us, you know, our Heavenly Father wants to give us things.
Yes.
He wants to give us things. And He's given us a land tonight that's flowing with milk and honey. Salvation is not religion. Salvation is something that we are to enjoy. Something that we're to get. It brings peace and happiness and joy to the soul. We got to have joy. The Scripture says, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. We've got to have our joy. And we can have that through Jesus Christ tonight. He said, go in and possess the land. Now listen to what He said. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. You know, every one of us tonight know that we're living in a time when man has departed from the Word of the living God. We are living in an awful time tonight. The Word of God describes it in one place as a perilous time. Man has departed from the Word of God. Man departed from that thing. A couple of weeks ago, I was performing a wedding ceremony down there, and I brought out some things about how God said what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And I went into some scriptures over there about because of the hardness of your heart, Moses give you a decree of divorcement. And when I looked out there over that little crowd that was there, folks, there was quite a few people that I knew were in adultery.
Yes.
Quite a few people. I knew they were.
Yes.
But I wasn't really talking to them as much as I was talking to the two young people that I was putting together there.
Yes.
I want people, we need to let people know today. I don't care how modern this time is. I don't care where we are in time right now. This is still a modern book.
Yes.
This is still the Word of God.
Yes.
If He tells us that we are to be joined together until death do us part, don't let man put asunder. That's just what He means.
Yes.
You know, God doesn't see blank. He says what He means, and He means what He says.
Yes.
He said, my word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I please.
Yes.
Which I please. Sometimes we say, well, how's come he has the right to do that? He's God. He created you and I. He formed the world and He hung it out there in space on nothing. He's God, see. And His word should mean something to you and I. And you know, the people's hearts are hard today, aren't they? Oh, they're so hard. They kind of shrug this thing off. You should have seen some of the looks I got. You should have seen how cool that some people were to me, that were even part of my family. But I want to say tonight, you've got to be honest with people's souls. The Word of God hasn't changed, folks. We're going to meet it at the judgment one of these days. Don't add to it. And He said, don't diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord. We do have some commandments tonight. But He said that, what's that one verse that says something about that they're not grievous? How does that go?
Yes, His commandments are not.
His commandments are not grievous. That's what it says. His commandments are not grievous. They're not grievous to one that loves Him.
Right.
How is our love tonight? Do we have a real deep love for God, a real yearning, a real desire for God? Or are we allowing ourselves maybe to partake a little bit too much of the world? You know, the world will sap our love for God.
Yes.
The world will sap our desire to want to live for Him.
Yes.
The things of the world only pertain to the flesh, and the flesh and the spirit are always at war one with another, aren't they?
Yes.
The spiritual man is in a battle here tonight, and the battle comes right out of the Word of God here. God tells us to walk in the Spirit that we not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But the old flesh says, I want to walk in the old flesh that I can enjoy the things of the world. That's the attitude that we have out in our world today. Very attitude that we have. And you know what? That's why things are in the shape they are today. That's why that things are in the shape they are. We've left off keeping the commandments of God. It says this is the whole duty of man, that you fear God and keep His commandments.
Yes.
You know, that doesn't seem like that's all that difficult. He didn't give us a big long list of things that we had to do. Fear God and keep His commandments. Oh, and His commandments are not grievous. I'm thankful for that tonight. I've told them in some places, and some of you might have heard it, I was out in sin for a long time, and I went deep out in sin, and I did a lot of things, and I was looking to have fun and looking to have a good time, but I've never enjoyed in my life what I'm enjoying now. Never enjoyed it. Never found what I've got tonight. Praise the Lord. Something special about this thing. You know where I found it? I found it right here in the Word of God. He said, keep. He said, hearken to the statutes and to the judgments of the Lord. You know, He gave them to us that we might live.
Yeah.
He wants us to live, but He said, the thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Oh, you know, one brother told me one time down in Louisiana, he said, it's a no-brainer. This thing is a no-brainer. You come to the Lord, you've got eternal life. You stay out there in the world and you take the way of sin, and you're going to be cast into a devil's hell throughout eternity. Pretty easy, isn't it? But yet today the devil, he's still working hard to destroy, to kill, and to tear down. And he's winning, folks. There's souls out there tonight. There's so much suffering in the world. So much sorrow out there in the world. People walking around with plastic smiles on their faces, and their hearts are aching from broken marriages and broken homes and child abuse and all the things that are in our country today.
That's true.
Why? Because they've left off following the commandments of the Lord. He said, we live. And you know what? I believe that means we can live good right here and right now.
Yes.
I believe that we have something we can enjoy right here and right now. We don't have to wait till we get over there. It's going to be better.
Yes.
But we can enjoy it right here and right now. Thank the Lord. He said, your eyes, verse 3, have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor. For all the men that followed Baal-peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. He was a god that the Moabites had set up. And he said, but ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Folks, whenever we cleave unto the Lord, He'll keep us. He's promised to keep us. He won't lose a one of you if you'll cleave unto the Lord. If you'll love Him with all of your mind, all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your body, and cleave unto the Lord, He won't lose you. Follow the Lord tonight. Follow His Word. Oh, the Word is precious. I love the Word. How many times have you found yourself reading in the Word of God and you get so happy, feel so good inside, you just got to shout and praise the Lord because the Word of God has blessed you so. This is a living Word. See, this thing's alive. Brother Mark used to say, I know it's right because it works. It works. I've seen it work. And I've seen it in my young life. I've seen it work. For 50 years I've seen it work. This thing works, folks, because there's a higher power behind it. We know Him as God, don't we?
Yes.
Seems like today people don't respect God anymore. They don't realize, the way I see it, they don't realize who they're dealing with. They don't realize who they're dealing with, but one of these days they will, won't they?
Yes.
Every knee shall bow. It even says that over in the Old Testament. Every knee shall bow before God and acknowledge Him. Now listen, I want to read on here. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go in to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. Now, I want to say something right in here. We're living in a time when, if we're not careful, when we go out into the world, and the world looks at us, especially out here in California where it's real hot a lot, and they look at us and they see our modest dress, and they see how we conduct ourselves, and they hear how we talk, folks, that's not to be ashamed of. They're the ones that have moved. They're the ones that have left the statutes of God's Word. They're the ones that have left off loving, following God. But sometimes if we're not careful, we can feel kind of ashamed, or maybe we kind of want to go hide in a corner somewhere. Folks, we got something to be happy about. We got something to rejoice about. The Word of God teaches these things. These are the standards, the precepts, the teaching that I've known all down through my life. And I'm not going to be ashamed of it. They can look at me and they can point, they can laugh, they can say whatever they want. Sure, we're a peculiar people. I want to tell you something, we're just strangers and pilgrims here. Yeah, we're just sojourning in this land. This isn't home, folks. This isn't home. One of these days we're going home. Dear old brother Gerald, he used to say, it's just a matter, he says, whenever I leave this place, it's just a matter of a change of address is all it is. Just going to change my address. And you want to come see me, you come to heaven. And you'll see me. Praise the Lord. So let's be happy with what we have. Let's lift up our heads. Let's be encouraged. But we have something today the world would love to have. It dissolves all these hard hearts. It dissolves all these broken marriages. It'll dissolve all these problems out there if the world can get a hold of it. All they really need to do is get a hold of the Word of God. Who is the Word? Jesus was the Word, wasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, I tell you, this is beautiful to me. This really is beautiful. He said in verse 7, what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? Oh, what nation is there? What people are there? What people that are endeavoring to live this thing, to walk in the truth, to possess the land that God has given it? What other people are they that they can just go with a direct line to God with any problem or anything they need? God promised us. Promises. He can't go back on His Word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And He promised us, folks, He'd be with us always, even into the end of the world. Oh, and we're not there yet, so He's still with us.
Yes.
Are we with Him? Let's stay with Him.
Yes.
What nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments? So righteous is all this law which I set before you this day. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. I don't know how you folks are getting along, but I'm turning into one of the most forgetful people I know. I walked into the living room yesterday, and maybe it was this morning, and I wanted to ask my wife something, and when I got there, I couldn't remember what it was.
Amen.
Lost it.
Yeah.
I don't know where my mind went. Well, do you know that's why the children of Israel got in trouble with God so many times? They forgot His statutes.
Yes.
They forgot His judgments. They did not keep His law. Only take heed. I believe that's good advice for me. I believe that's good advice for every one of us tonight. This is a revival. This is time to be revived in our heart, to take the Word of God serious. This is not a casual thing. We're not playing church here, but we're trying to get ready to go to heaven. We want to get ready, and we want to stay ready, knowing we'll always be ready. He said, take heed and keep thy soul diligently. What's the most valuable thing that you have? your soul. Oh, how much time do we spend guarding our souls? How much time through the day do we spend feeding our souls? How much time through the day do we spend in worshiping the One that died for us? Oh, I tell you, we're living in a fast-paced world, aren't we? Time, it seems like, if you say, I know we probably all say there's not enough hours in the day. And I want to tell you, folks, you better take an hour or two and spend it with the Lord. Meditation, prayer, searching the Scriptures. Take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently. Be diligent, lest thou forget. You know, we that's just the nature of us. That's the nature of man. We forget. We forget. Many times, and I was saying this to the congregation at home just the other day, many times I can come back next Sunday and ask you what I preached about last Sunday, and many of you won't even know what it was. There's a scripture. It says over there, the third chapter of 2 Timothy, about the last days and having perilous times coming. It said they would be ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Saints, I know that we claim to be God's people, but there's nothing special about us than any other people, except maybe Jesus in our hearts. But when it comes to living our daily lives, we need to take the Word of God, and we need to take it home with us, and we need to meditate on it. We need to spend time on it. And as he told one of the prophets over there, eat the book. We need to eat it. And why do I say that? Because we're living at a time when the enemy is coming against. You know, he took Jesus out there and he tempted him. I've always thought, what gall did he have to take the Son of God out there and tempt him? What do you think he's going to do with you and me? Folks, if he hasn't got you, he wants you. We need to take heed and be diligent about our souls. We need to meditate on the Word. We need to pray the Word of God. Not 5-minute prayers, not 10-minute prayers, but we need to pray the Word of God. Folks, after you get done blessing everybody, I say it's time to say, Lord, look in my heart. Deal with my soul. There's ground that I need to tread upon. He told Joshua, he said, every place the sole of your foot steps on, it's yours. Yeah. Folks, those are places in your life. Those are places in your heart. That's territory that God says you can conquer if you're willing to ask for grace and put your foot on that thing. Put your foot on the devil. Put your foot on him and stomp him hard. Kick him right in the head. Get him out of there. The devil is working too hard today. He's trying to bring in little things. Little foxes spoil the vine. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. We've got to be very careful that we keep ourselves separated from the world. You've got to be very careful. You've got to be on our guard at all times. Coming over here, today we was on the first plane we was on, pretty good sized plane, a 4-hour flight. We're sitting there in our seat, and I got me a book out, an inspirational book to read on the plane. Next thing I know, these things flip down overhead, and they're going to show a movie. Right in your face. Right in your face. All you got to do is give them $5 and they'll give you a headset. You can listen to every word they're saying. Lord help us now. Devil's always around. He's always working. He knows your weakness. He knows my weakness. Lord help us to be diligent. Oh, there's a little song in our book that says, O soul, be on thy guard. Why do you think it's in there? Why do you think the Lord inspired that writer to say that? We need to be on our guard. Too many good men have fallen. Too many good men have fallen. For one reason or another. And I don't know what you know about him, but there's a man that wrote many songs in our book. And I tell you, it seems like I can't get him off my mind sometimes. D.O. Teasley. Eternity. Oh, what thoughts that word has, or that song has. Oh, they just search out my heart. They make me tremble before God to think that I'll be in eternity someday. Right. Never have another opportunity. Never have another chance to find Jesus. Yeah. And then he wrote a song that said, Jesus is so good to me. Yeah. Oh, what an insight. The man wrote many books. What an insight that he had. He was walking with God and God was blessing him, feeding his soul. And it's my understanding he died lost. Died saying he didn't want the name of Jesus mentioned in his presence and calling for a cigar and went out into eternity to meet God. Does that stir your hearts? It stirs my soul. And I think, Lord, who am I? Lord, I know I'm a weak vessel. Just about every time before I ever get in a pulpit, it seems like that scripture comes to me, and it did tonight. Without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Folks, without Him, we're not going to make it. Amen. You'll not make it on your own. Yes. You got to have Him. And this is where you're going to get Him, right here and on your knees.
Yes.
You're going to get it right there. I've taken this book right here and spread it out and put scriptures before the Lord and prayed right there. Said, Lord, I want to know what this means.
Amen.
I want you to deal with me here. I want you to explain yourself to me.
Yes.
And oh, He's so good. Jesus is good to me.
Yes.
He's good to every one of us tonight. And I thank the Lord for that.
Yes.
Well, let me turn over. Like I said, I didn't know what all I was going to say. I was kind of hoping to cop out tonight, I guess. Kind of tired. But the Lord has got grace and He has strength.
Yeah.
I'd like to turn over to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. I'm thinking of the Word of God. Jesus said in one place, the words that I've spoken unto you, the same shall judge you.
Yeah.
In the last day. So the Word of God is valuable to our souls.
Yeah.
Over here in Hebrews 4 and 12, very familiar scripture. The Word of God is quick. Powerful. It's alive. That's what quick means.
Yes.
It's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Yes.
Now you know, you folks are probably a lot ahead of me, but it was a long time before I could figure out what he was saying here. I didn't know there was a difference between the soul and the spirit. I thought it was the same thing. But the Word of God goes down and it says it divides the center of soul and spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts.
Yes.
And the intents of the heart.
Yes.
Well, I understand, and if I understand it correctly, you and I are really a threefold being. We have a spirit, we have a soul, and we even have a body.
Yes.
A fleshly body. And if I understand it right, our spirit is what we are dealing with in this time's world.
Yes.
The spirit of the man. When we look at people today and we see how that they go into the drugs and get hooked on drugs and how they go into the alcohol and get hooked on alcohol and how they go out and destroy their life, it becomes very obvious that they're not able to control the spirit.
That's it.
It's the spirit of the man. That's his drive. That's what makes him do what he does. Well, the Word of God goes down and He separates your spirit.
Yes.
And your soul. Now the soul, that deals with eternal things.
Yes.
That deals with the other side.
Yes.
He said, Jesus said several places where the soul never dies.
Yes.
The soul is going to go on in eternity and get a new body.
Yes.
If you go to heaven. Oh, what kind of body is going to get at the old? But the soul, it divides it apart. It said here, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, the Word of God. When we sit under the anointed Word of God, it will go right down into the very motives of why we do the things we do.
Yes.
Not just seeking out the reason, it goes down to the motive. It goes down to the centered place of your heart that caused you to do what you do.
Yes, sir.
Word of God will do that. See, it cuts down right down in real deep, doesn't it? It goes right down to the man. See, God has designed His Word. He's designed His plan here. That His Word will go down and seek you and I out. It will show us where we stand. It'll show us where we live. And that will help us to be able to come to the place and say, Lord, I see this, or Lord, I see that, and I want you to help me get this thing out of my life.
Yes.
The Word of God's good to us, folks.
Yes.
Oh, what would we do without the Word of God?
Yes.
I thank the Lord for his roadmap, how to get me to heaven. I want to go to heaven. Brother Ed Wilson says, I'm desperate to go to heaven. Well, I'm desperate too. I don't want to miss that. The Word of God is the way to find it. It's the way to get there. It says, neither is there any other creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Oh, I tell you, people today, I just don't understand them. They think they're covering up. They think God can't see.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, if I might digress here just for a minute or two, I remember when I was out in sin, I got into the alcohol real bad. And whenever I'd get around my family and get around people, you know, I'd pop mints and everything else in my mouth. I thought I really had that disguise. You don't fool people. Folks, you can't fool God. You can't live on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night and not live the same way the rest of the week and not fool God. You can't fool Him. He knows how we live every day. He knows our attitudes. He knows our words. He knows our actions. He knows how we treat our wives, how we treat our husbands, how we speak to our children. He knows all those things. It gets close. The Word of God gets close. It's quick. It's alive. It's powerful. And it's sharp. Brother Donald was my pastor when I first got saved and started into the ministry. And he used to tell us, he said, if the Word of God steps on your toes, the Lord's got healing balm for sore feet.
Amen.
He's got healing balm for us tonight. You know, any time the brother made a comment, the altar is always open.
Amen.
Whenever you feel the Lord dealing with your heart, that's the time to come. Because you can't come to the Lord if He's not dealing with your heart. So when He's dealing, that's the time to come. And I want to say that whatever it is that you bring in His feet, He is so good to send that healing balm. He's so good to come in and flood your soul with His blessings and His presence. Oh, He's good to us tonight. He's so good to us. But we can't hide. Let's not try covering up. Let's stop trying. Maybe you can fool some of the people. But I don't believe that you can fool the saints very long. And I know you can't fool God. And what a way to try to make it to heaven. You know, I was reading one time and a fellow says, some people just want $3 worth. Just give me $3 worth of the Lord. Just enough to say that I'm a Christian. Get that little warm, fuzzy feeling inside. Just enough to say that I know Jesus and then go out and do what I want to do in the world. That's the way some people are. I want it all. I want 100%. That's what I want. Because it feels good in here. It feels good in here. The Lord not only has saving grace, He's got keeping grace. He'll keep us. He'll keep us every day. Well, now that we see what the Word of God does, I believe there's a scripture over here in Thessalonians. Yes. 5th chapter, verse 23. Let's see what this says. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly.
Yes.
Wholly. Entirely. Completely.
Yes.
Don't leave anything out. Sanctify you completely.
Yes.
And I pray, God, your whole spirit. Now we're back into that again. Your spirit.
Yes.
And your soul. And your body. Be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that gets too close for most people.
Yeah.
Everything must be preserved blameless. The body? Yes, the body. Paul said, I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection because this body is the temple of the Lord.
Yes.
Jesus promised that He would come in and dwell in our hearts, set up His throne in our hearts.
Yes.
A temple that was not made with hands.
Yes.
And when the glory of God comes in and we have Jesus in there, and all of His attributes, all of His graces, all of His goodness, all of His mercy, all of His long-suffering, all of His kindness, all of His peace, Oh, folks, we're sanctified holy.
Amen.
Completely. Be preserved blameless. That's the only way we're going to be preserved.
Amen.
He said, hearken unto my statutes and unto my judgments that you might live. Folks, the only way we're going to do that is to come and get a sanctified life.
Amen.
Come down and get a hold of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because we're no match for the devil or our souls.
Yes.
We're not any match for him. So we must be sanctified holy. It'll sanctify your spirit. It'll sanctify that drive, that zest that you have for life. It'll give you some direction.
Yes.
It'll give you some desire. It'll give you some purpose. You know, that's really what our young people today, when they get a certain age and they start seeking out after things, what it is that spirit is really looking for God.
Yes.
It's really looking to go and be in communion with the one that gave it to them.
Yes.
And if they don't get the direction and the guidance that they need to have, folks, they go out into the world looking for it.
Yes, that's true.
That's really what it is. But he said here, it sanctified our whole spirit. The whole spirit. You know, not just what I do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm going to do the same Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
The whole thing. Spirit and soul and body be preserved until the coming of our Lord.
Yes.
There it is again. Until the coming of our Lord. If we get ready and stay ready, we'll always be ready.
Yes.
Sanctify. I've had people tell me, I don't know, I know that all the ministers have probably preached on sanctification many different times in all kinds of forms. And I've had people come and say, well, you know, I just don't understand. I can't seem to get a hold of this. Well, I'd like to say something. You know, I'm very simple-minded. I'm sure you'll be able to understand everything I say because I'm not real, I don't go in using a lot of $5 words and things. I just say it just like I know it. But the plan of salvation is a simple plan. A little child can understand it. God didn't go out of His way in the Word to make sanctification any harder than He did the plan of salvation. Sanctification is not any harder to understand. Sanctification is being set apart, a vessel to be used by God. It is a vessel that has made it a commitment, made a consecration, saying, yes, Lord, whatever you say, whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go, that's all it is.
Amen.
But you see, when you start telling some folks that, then they begin to draw back. Then they begin to draw back. I don't know why I'm getting and you're going in this direction. Then they begin to draw back. And they say, oh, I don't understand that. Yes, they do. They understand fully. Because the next thing you know, they're telling you, well, I'm afraid the Lord may call me into the missionary work. Or what if He would call me to be a preacher? I said, don't worry about that. If I can do it, anybody can if the Lord is with you. I figured I told the Lord a time or two, you made a mistake here. We draw back.
And
why I want to say this tonight, I see more and more of it. God must have a Holy Spirit-filled church in these last days. We have to have some power to withstand the perils of darkness, the spirits, the spiritual wickedness in high places, the evils and the things that are pressing against the people of God and the Word of truth. We need some power. And the only place we're going to get it is by the Holy Ghost being filled in our hearts. The only place we're going to get it. Folks, this is no time to draw back. If you're sold out and you want to go to heaven, go all the way. People say, oh, I tell you, I don't know. I just don't understand. I brought a message one time down in Louisiana a few years back, and someone came to me and said, you know, I really appreciated it. I really feel like I got some understanding. Well, I'm sure that I didn't make it any easier to understand than anybody else did. People are drawing back.
Yes.
We're living in a time that we don't want to let go and give all to God.
That's true.
Do you know, I've learned, I told the Lord, I said, well, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, if you really think you know what you're doing here, and this is what you want me to do, I'll open my mouth. But you're going to have to get into the words.
Yes.
I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go, and I'll say what you want me to say, and I'm getting in trouble for it, but I'm still going to do it.
Yes.
And you know, when you make that consecration, you don't know what you're saying. But then again, I found out 31 years ago when I said I do, I didn't know what I was saying. Folks, we're going to meet things in life. We're going to face things that are going to be hard places. But He said, I'll be with you always.
Yes.
And He'll be with us. He won't leave us. And He won't forsake us. And I'm going to stand on that. I'm out here tonight because I'm standing on that.
Yes.
It's not that I have a fear of you folks. I don't have a fear of you folks. I just thought, well, I told my wife several times, if I don't ever have to go past the Mississippi River to minister, I'll be real happy. Well, see, that's my thinking.
Yes.
But I'm finding the Lord thinks different than we.
Amen.
Folks, let me tell you tonight, don't draw back at the Holy Spirit. There's blessings to be had. There's victories to be won. There's devils to be defeated. There's spirits to be broken.
Yes.
By giving in and letting the Holy Spirit overwhelm you.
Yes.
And come in and work His perfect work in your life.
Yes.
Oh, I thank God tonight for His plan, for His goodness to every one of us. I feel like I don't have any more. But I do thank the Lord for the privilege again to stand before God's people.
Yes.
You know, I've thought about it and I've said it. What you say here, you're going to meet at the judgment.
That's true. Yes.
Everything that I tell someone, I'm going to meet that. I'm going to give an account of that. And I knew before I ever started in this business, no sense trying to fool God's people. Well, you can't fool them.
Yes.
You can't fool God's people. I wouldn't try to do that.
Amen.
Dear ones, I want to say tonight that this is something that we can rejoice over.
Yes.
We don't have to sit around and moping and carry, oh, well, I'm doing all right. Sound like Brother Kimball? All do. May God help us tonight. This is something. May the Lord put some fire in our souls.
Yes.
Fire in the soul. We have a song in our book, fire in the soul. We need some more zeal.
Yes.
We need someone that's on fire for God. Someone that's willing to do what the Lord wants him to do. Read over there what God told Jeremiah. Oh, when he formed him in the belly, he already had a plan for him. And he sent him out to God's people. And he sent warnings to them. And he said things to them. And he said, don't be afraid of their faces, because I'll be with you. Well, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be hated. And they're going to try to kill you, but I'll be with you.
Yes.
Sound like a great commission, doesn't it?
Yes.
Paul, I was coming out here today, and the scripture came to my mind. Paul says, I go bound in the Spirit, not knowing the bonds and afflictions that abide me. Folks, that's what we have to do.
Yes.
Wherever God sends us. If it's to Brother Michael Smith and his family, they're over in Africa tonight.
Yes.
Whatever God sends us to do, He'll be with us. We're His. We're vessels set apart.
Yes.
Set apart. Lord, what do you want? What do you have me to do? Can we really say that tonight? Do we believe? Do we appreciate? Do we love His Word that much tonight? Do we love the Lord that much tonight that went all the way and died for us? And we'll say, yes, Lord, I'll go all the way.
Amen.
I'll go wherever you want me to go. And I'll say whatever you want me to say. And I'll leave what happens to you, Lord.
Yes.
I'll leave it to you. May the Lord bless us tonight. I trust that you've got some encouragement, some good out of the Word of God. It'll be somewhat of a blessing to you. I don't feel like my mind's working real good. But I'm just here to do what the Lord wants me to do. Here to try to be a blessing and encourage your people. I thank you for your time and attention to the Word of God.
Amen.